Message number 34. Celebrating Christmas. Saturday, December 25th, 2010 at 12:30. My beloved daughter, why do you hesitate? Don't you know that you are being guided daily? You know in your heart surely that all you need to do is sit down, open your heart, and you will shortly hear my message. Trust in me. Surrender. Believe that when you pass me over your fears, worries, concerns, and questions, that I will take them away from you and respond accordingly. You must now put the time aside to take heed of these most urgent messages for all of mankind. Do not hesitate to forge ahead with this most sacred work. Now heed this, my beloved daughter. As Christians all over the world turn to pay homage to my birth in Bethlehem, many will simply pay respect without real love in their hearts. Many will, though, become close to my heart. Others will simply nod, smile, and speak briefly about the significance of this most important time in celebrating the biggest gift ever bestowed on my Father's children since the beginning. Yet when my children, my devout followers, celebrate Christmas, they are distracted by the pomp and ceremony associated with worldly goods. How many Christians explain to their children the significance of my birth? How many remind themselves of the humility shown by my beloved mother and her most holy spouse, Saint Joseph? How many understand that I became man to save the human race from the path to hell? It was this simple message that became distorted through the centuries and was camouflaged by ostentation. Nevertheless, it has been acknowledged by devout Christians as a time to reflect on their allegiance to me, their Savior. Please, I urge you, children, to use this feast to pray for all those in the world who need to wake up to the fact that they have an inheritance. This is where a special place has been reserved for each of them in my Father's kingdom, should they choose to accept it. Time for great warning decided. So caught up are my children with news every minute of the day that while it may affect their lives, it is of no consequence in the eternal life. Children, it is time for you all to examine your conscience now before the great warning which precedes my second coming. Use prayer in your own simple words to ask for divine guidance. The time for the great warning is now decided. Be alert. Stay on your guard. Your divine Savior and just Judge, Jesus Christ.